Ghostly Talk. Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on November 19th, 2006.
Ghostly Talk is an independently produced... I messed that up already. Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
It's good to be back in the studio. Tonight, we shoot for another show to... Oh, does this make sense?
I swear.
Oh, a show to guest record by talking to a bunch of exciting people.
Yeah, yeah.
First, we'll be visiting with the lovely Rose Pressey from Unexplained Magazine. Then we'll join up with Zach Boggins to discuss his new film called Ghost Adventures. Top that off with a visit from two of our wonderful field reporters, and you have a couple of tired paranormal talk show hosts. God, I am rocking and rolling. Let me tell you a quick. Let me tell you a quick story.
Let Jello talk first.
News coverage: real people with real lives in your dramas and on your talk shows. And if we don't get it, we'll make it ourselves.
Thank you, Jello.
Thank you, Jello. We are making our talk show ourselves. We have been doing so.
He's
someone who I would love to talk to. Anyway, you guys,
this is
Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
And wow, the three of us in studios.
Imagine that.
I want to tell you a quick story, and then we'll
brand new concept
on.
There.
Then we'll get on with the show.
Okay.
Today, all day, I have been thinking about. Turn your radio down. No. I have been thinking about this song. You remember Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, right?
Uh-huh.
And I've been thinking of the song, and it actually snowed here in southeastern Michigan.
Yeah, too much to my dismay while I'm driving 80 miles an hour trying to get home and do the show today.
To drive 80?
I did 75, actually.
We'll put that governor back on your car, yeah.
Because the state of Michigan has reformed me.
Yeah.
No, I was simply saying because, you know, the first snowflake, Michigan drivers immediately drive like crap.
Right, like they've never seen snow before.
If the sun is off balance a little bit, people.
So what happens is I was thinking about this song, and I'm thinking, it's going to be Christmas season. I hear that song 90 billion times. Oh. Well, guess what happened on the way over to the Haunted Warren Winery?
What's that?
You had WNIC on?
And they're playing music already,
the Christmas music,
yeah. And that was on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
That happens to me all the time, though. I always like think of a song, and the next thing I know, I hear it. That's one of those. We've discussed that in the past here, and it's just one of those weird things that happens to you. A line from a movie or something like that.
Right.
That happens to me all the time. Oh, speaking of which, I saw that Borat movie this weekend, too.
I've not even heard of it.
That looks so dumb.
Shall I bother?
Don't bother.
Don't bother.
It's insane. It's ridiculous.
It's the same as thinking of someone and then them calling you.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on coming up.
Oh, God.
First of all, in just a few little tiny days is Thanksgiving.
God,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving comes up on Thursday, so that's like really, really, really soon now.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so Thursday, you guys, Thursday's Family Day. I want you to go to your families. I want you to tell them how much you love and appreciate them. I want you to just have an absolute fun, wonderful, and safe Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be here on Tuesday, though, too.
Yeah,
we're going to be here on Tuesday talking to Ron and John again.
Yep.
For our monthly Philadelphia experiment report from those guys.
Exactly.
So that's
yeah, we had to put that off a couple of weeks because for this month, but
yeah.
We're still on the within the month, but we had to put it off because I was traveling, etc. Also, the weekend after, and then of course we have Ghostly Talk on Sunday, and then right after that, I'm going to actually escape Michigan one more time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go down to the beautiful, Acreage? I don't know what's down there. We'll find out. Of North Carolina to visit with Jay Scott of World of the Unexplained.
Oh,
and we happen to have Jay Scott on the line right now.
What
from,
a coincidence.
Isn't that amazing?
How did that come together?
It's crazy.
This is like, I love my support staff, which is, by the way, Scott Ellen Bond.
That's the best support staff you can have.
It is. And they just like worked all this in for me.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I'd like
we
to
even wrote the script and everything for me.
Right.
Read this and you're good to go.
You don't even have to think.
Yeah,
just
read.
Just welcome Jay Scott again to Ghostly Talk. Welcome.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
So far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so good. We'll see. We got another, 2 hours and 54 minutes to go, so something's bound to screw up between that time.
You already did.
Doug mentioned, I did. We did. We already screwed up. All right. So
that works.
Hey, consistency is what you get here.
Consistency is
consistently
the best.
Screwing up.
Yeah.
Jay, there is this big trip coming up, and there's a lot of things going on with this thing. The original plan was supposed to be myself and Doug going down to meet you at, and I want you to give me the details here in a minute on what Doug is going to be getting himself into, but the original plan was going to be myself and Doug going down there, and we were going to meet with yourself, and then the mighty John Zappas is going to be there, too. So, business-wise, I can't do it now. We discussed that before. But Doug is still, he's persistent. He's going to mush down there.
And mush?
Mush.
Well, yeah, it's going to be snowing by then, so
he's going to have
the sled and stuff, right?
I have to dig out the dogs, the Arctic dogs.
Dig them out.
we keep them in the storage shed until winter. We're from Michigan.
Yeah, we bury everything,
that's what
right?
we do, yeah.
So Doug's going to go down there, though. Now, what is Doug going to, I'm representing Doug right now. What is Doug going to be in for when we go down to do this thing? I know there's a lot of plans we've had between our two shows and then John Zappas, too, but what do you have?
And I'm going to take my headphones off while you answer so that I can watch them just laugh.
Okay, do it.
It'll be great. What's going on? What's going to happen down in North Carolina? Why am I trekking down there for this amazing event you've put together?
Well, we've had a lot of strange occurrences. The lady that owns this bed and breakfast has had some researchers come out before, and they found some really weird things, and they believe the place is haunted. We're actually going to have a special guest with us, actually, while we're down there, Dr. Alvin Prophet. I don't know if you guys know Dr. Al Prophet or not.
That was a recently added addition to this, am I correct?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, he was. He's part of the Lemur team from Joshua P. Warren's group.
Uh-huh.
So he's coming down. He actually teaches over at Appalachian State University right now, but he's been doing a lot of work in in the ghost area, and he's actually put together some scholastic papers on it, and he does his own research, so he's going to join us, and it should be a lot of fun. Hopefully he's found some stuff there before, strange noises. He's got a few good EVPs out of the place and a lot of different strange photos that he can't seem to explain.
What's the name of this place again?
It's called thetwinlakeslodge.com. That's a website.
Okay.
Twin Lakes Lodge, but be sure you put the V in front of it, so it's thetwinlakeslodge.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't put the V in front of it, I think it takes you to another hotel somewhere else.
And the idea, to back this up, of Doug's heading down there, this is going to be a broadcast, too, from what I understand, Jay. Is this still what we're going to be doing? Well, what you guys are going to be doing, I'm going to be sitting here watching Star Wars and stuff. But you guys are actually going to be broadcasting. Yeah, it is pretty
sad. It's going to be a double broadcast from the GT and the WOTU crew. I think it'll be really cool.
and it's going to be a joint thing. John Zappas is going to be there also, like I said. You guys are just going to basically jam it out that night, and it's going to be a weekend-long investigation / broadcast, which I think is really, really cool. This is something
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Is there a schedule for the broadcasts, or is it just are the mics just going to be on in case people hear anything? How is that going to work? Because what I would like to do is actually, if we had a formal time, I'd like to see if we could take callers.
Yeah, that'd be great. I haven't really figured that out yet. So anything you've got...
I do.
My people haven't got on that yet. No.
Is there...
My people in this case would be Trent and Chuck.
Uh-oh, and I'm not bringing my peeps, so I don't know what's up. Hey, what about...
Okay, you can use mine.
He should not say peeps.
My peeps? I got peeps.
You call me your peep?
You're a peep now.
Jerk.
You're a sugary marshmallow.
Thanks.
In the shape of a bunny or a chicken, yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm getting that wrong.
but if possible, because I on my laptop I can take calls from anywhere, and so if
awesome.
we can plug the laptop into the board somehow, some way, and if your board is similar to mine, I know I can do it.
I'll be calling in there.
There's internet, is there internet? Do you think?
Oh yeah, I've already discussed that with the owner. She says she's got high speed, so we're good to go.
I think we'll be good to go if you'll allow me to plug my laptop into your board. I think we can take callers.
I think this is going
to
be
not a problem.
Cool. I'm still bummed I can't make it. I really wanted to come down to this thing, but business wise, it just isn't going to happen. You guys are going. You're going to be going down there, Doug. I mean, you're going to drive too, aren't you?
I'm driving. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Watch out! There's a lot of snow in your area. Unfortunately, there's none here yet, so you'll be all right.
It's about, I think I checked it. How long was the drive?
Well, that's okay. I'm going to be in a vehicle that will allow me to take snow fairly easily.
Oh,
a
you're good. You're, oh.
A sled. A bright yellow sled.
Oh, my God. I heard this around the grapevine.
Yes.
That one of our backup people, I'll say, like one of our longtime supporters and people that have really kind of kept us from, like, blowing up.
Well,
and our server shutting down.
He wants to go, and he wants to take his vehicle, which is the ultimate ghost hunting vehicle. And let's just put it this way. The environmentalists will not be happy.
Well, that's okay. You know what our new slogan is on World of the Unexplained?
What's that?
It's the only conservative paranormal talk out there right now. We're big on God and big on guns. So
well, you're going to love this vehicle then.
All right.
If we take this vehicle, we're going to be like way, 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 noticeable down there. So it'll be interesting.
Who are you bringing with you, Doug?
Bonnie, take your headphones off for one sec.
Your headphones off, Bonnie.
We're right. Taking...
Because I can't hear him still.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We're taking Jonathan, who is our web... He like, hosted the site
for a couple
a very,
years.
Very long
yeah,
time.
For a few years.
When we were on Coast to Coast AM, he made sure that it stayed running.
Yeah.
It slowed down, but he made sure it didn't actually crash.
He's a dear friend of the show and a dear friend
of
us.
Very techie. Very techie and has really come through when we needed him. So.
Yeah. And cool. He was interested in this, and yeah, he's a fun guy, a very interesting guy, and that's cool. I didn't know if it was in the bag or not yet. So that's
well,
why.
He's saying he wants to go really,
cool.
really bad.
That sounds
so
good. Cool.
We'll see what happens.
Awesome.
If not, then it's just me and my little tiny Danger Ranger, and because nobody else seems to be able to go. So,
but I want to go, Doug. You know I want to go.
I know. Well, what the problem is, you know, people have used up their vacation or they've got it already scheduled.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, people have been, it's the holiday season.
So it's nuts.
So it's difficult
it's
to
nuts.
Get people to go.
Yeah.
However, I so badly want to get down there because I'll get to meet the entire World of the Unexplained.
I'm going to pull it out in the last second you watch.
And I'm going to see John Zaffis again.
Yeah,
last time for 2006.
To stalk him one more time.
I can stalk him just briefly on that weekend.
We haven't followed him around enough this year, poor guy.
We run into him at like every other conference.
Yeah, something like that.
He definitely gets around. And so...
Where are we going to phone call on that from him, probably? What do you mean I get around? What are you talking about?
To the conferences.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just referring to the dirty minds that everybody has.
Is there a connotation?
There's a connotation for everything, Doug.
Ah, okay.
And especially when you work with Bonnie. So it's hard to keep a straight face every time. What's that look for? There's a connotation for that face, too.
Have you guys ever been to North Carolina before?
No.
I have not.
I have not.
So Bonnie's the only one.
What part?
Oh, God, I can't remember. I was in high school. I drove down with one of...
Therefore, you were drunk, so you don't
No, I was not drunk, but I will have you know it was a
you
trip...
You were high!
It was a trip from hell because I drove down with my girlfriend, her mother and her sister in a Ford EXP.
I might have to... Ooh.
Which is a two-seater.
Ouch. Yes, it is.
I might have to take that back. Jay, verify this with me. Is Cocoa Beach in North Carolina?
No, that's in Florida.
No, yeah, it's in Florida.
It's in Florida?
Cocoa Beach is in Florida.
Yeah.
I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh!
We have Mayberry.
they have Mayberry.
Oh, okay.
Cocoa Beach is not really... It's not really Mayberry, but it's like it's about 50 miles away of that, and it's the Andy Griffith Playhouse. I'm not kidding you. It's Pilot Mountain, Mount Pilot, that they call it in the TV series. Mm-hmm. It's really, really big in North Carolina. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, then
the
I haven't
Andy
been
Griffith
there.
Show.
Then I haven't been there.
That
I forgot what the theme song.
You're missing
that
out. Yeah.
That, the only police officer not to carry a gun, Mr. Andy Griffith. I mean,
yeah.
He never carried a gun. Remember that? He never carried a gun. I don't know why.
He didn't have all that much crime going
on. Well, I didn't
see
any crackheads, you know, in town or anything like that. Or gangsters or whatever you want to call it.
Gangsters of Mayberry?
The gangsters of Mayberry. You can do the big M with like the M.
Oh, yeah.
You got
the
M.
Oh, my God.
You do the M with your hand and stuff.
No
and
one
cool.
can see you do that, Scott.
Well,
look, everybody.
We're putting it in the mic right now. Well, this sounds awesome, Jay. Like I said, we just want to have you come on and just talk about this a little bit. And get an idea
well,
of what was going to happen.
The opportunity.
Yeah, totally cool. Hang out. If you want to hang out, we're just going to talk about a few other things here. If you want to hang out with us, if you have anything else to say, any comments about what we're going to discuss here, feel free to hop in, all right, Jay?
Actually, guys, I'm going to have to take off here. It looks like dinner is ready.
Well, we don't need you anyways, Jay.
Well, enjoy. Don't listen to Scott. Enjoy your dinner.
Yeah, no problem. Nice talking to you, Jay. We'll talk to you soon. Have a
definitely
good meal.
Nice talking to you guys again. I'll see you soon, Doug.
Have a good
all
day,
right,
Jay.
Catch
you
up.
Again. Bye-bye.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Care, guys.
To
you happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was Jay Scott of
World
of the Unexplained.
Great show. Great show. Good friends
show.
Of our show. And that's why I like this idea, because I'd like to see our show working with other shows. We've done a lot of this stuff in the past with other shows, and these are always really exciting things to do with other people that are doing the same kind of broadcasting that we're doing. So, Doug, have a good trip.
Thank you.
Hope you come back.
Oh, well, I didn't know that wasn't an option.
Hope you make it back. Check this thing out.
I'm trying to work that out.
Here's something that I wanted to check. I wanted to throw at you guys. I got a call where I got an email last week from a lady named Denise,
mm-hmm.
who works for, well, she's one of the people that works on a website called GoWarrenCity.com. Now, unfortunately for you people that are outside of Warren City, this isn't going to apply to you. I don't care. I got an email saying, hey, we checked out your show. We really dig your show. And we were even more excited to see that you guys are broadcast from Warren, Michigan. We say it every single week. That's where we're from here.
Well, let me pull that out.
Yeah, read it again. If you screwed it up, we can redo it again if you want.
Broadcasting from the world-famous haunted winery here in Warren, Michigan. This is Ghostly Talk on Fill in the Date.
Okay, yeah. Thank you for the example, Doug. So Denise is like, well, I work for a website called GoWarrenCity.com. And we're wondering if you'd like to be part of the website. I'm like, well, heck yeah, that's really cool. I mean, to be part of like the city's like website, you know, our city that we're in. Warren's a big city too, so it's really cool to see.
I think
take notice to us like this, right?
I think we should apply to the mayor to get the key to the city.
I hope people don't hear that. No, they're not going to hear that. It's cool.
There's like, what, the ka-chunk?
Oh, they probably did.
Oh, you have to turn that
yeah,
off.
Yeah, it's off yeah. now. It's cool. But no, they so like, yeah, the website's called GoWarrenCity.com. And they're not going to hear that now, I swear to you.
Right.
I hope they don't hear
okay,
that.
Okay, but we can.
We can. That's really annoying.
But no, if you go down to the bottom of the page, you'll see this thing that says GoWarren, like a little box.
The lower left.
Done, yeah, what they've done is they've taken a lot of our shows, and they've put them up on their website for people to listen to on the site there.
That's awesome.
And they've added us to their site. We thought this was really cool because we're adding as another affiliate to you know helping us broadcast this show or helping us distribute this show. And they put all this stuff up there. So we want to thank them for that. That was really cool. Thank you, Denise. I had a nice conversation with Denise yesterday, and very lovely lady. And we talked about how we were going to do this, and she helped me with you know getting an account set up with those guys so we could add our thing to that. I think it's – let me see here. I think you go through that. Sorry, guys. You guys go to this thing. That's a little messed up right now, I think. But
oh wow, that's pretty cool.
Wait a minute, no, I'm trying to find the other part. There's entertainment.
Yeah,
you go to, that's where it's listed at right now, actually.
Paranormal so it's right? like a little portal website.
Yeah, and there we are, right there, man. Check it out, and that takes us right. Yeah, there you go.
That's
they
pretty
set up,
cool.
They set up a little page.
Oh, they even put a map to the winery.
Yeah, so people can find us and kill us.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Whatever.
Stalkers, come on in.
It's all right. It's all right. Don't worry about a thing.
That's all right. They put us on 10 mile. They're 2 miles off. So
yeah, they're way
off. We're good to go.
So, yeah, this is a really cool website. I just wanted to throw it out and say, hey, thanks, Denise. Thanks for helping us out on that. We're going to be working with them some more. We're going to be putting some stuff up on our site, concerning their site too. That little player might go up on our
excellent
thing too, people listen to the show that way. Very cool. Really excited about that. Thank you guys over at GoWarrenCity.com. Also, well, you go ahead, Doug.
Yeah,
you got this in your hand, and you're
what
really...
one thing that I'll have to miss actually, and it's probably something that some folks listening may want to consider.
Yeah, it may be closer to you.
December 1st and 2nd. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Gonsalves and Lisa Dowellaby. I've never pronounced her last name before.
Dowellaby.
Mm-hmm. She'll have to forgive me for that. But Steve and Lisa.
From Taps
of Ghost Hunters, the series on Sci-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be doing the Rolling Hills Spirit Search. Now, this is the same weekend that I'm going to be down in... North Carolina.
Yes, the weekend of December 1st and
2nd. So it's physically impossible for me to get there, but I would have considered it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is in, New York? This is in Bethany, New York?
Yes, it is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's in Bethany, New York. There's a limit of 100 tickets per night.
Well, what they're going to be doing is...
Friday night and Saturday night.
It's going to be a ghost hunt. It's going to be a ghost hunt, and like Doug said, it's the Rolling Hills Spirit Search. And here's what you get to do. I'll tell you, I'll do the first four. You do the last four, Doug.
Oh, okay. Are you going across or down?
I'm going down.
Okay.
I'm going down like this.
And I'll just sit here and be pretty.
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks, Bonnie. What you get to do with this? It's like Doug said, it's $100. I think did I say it's $100 or?
No, there's 100 tickets. I don't know what the price is.
I don't know.
They never tell us that stuff in any.
We didn't put the price down there, so totally scratch that $100 thing. I'm an idiot. just go to rollinghills-ghosthunt.com for ticket info like that. But you get a meet and greet with Steve and Lisa. You get to hang out and talk with those guys. You get to ghost hunt with Steve and Lisa. And then they're going to be putting on a lecture also, a Q&A and a lecture with that Steve and Lisa are going to be putting on. And then they're going to be doing some ghost hunting 101 classes.
Right.
And then, there's some other stuff here, too, Doug. What else are they?
Well, they're having giveaways from the Taps Para magazine.
Oh, okay.
Taps Para magazine giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a chicken barbecue dinner. Mm. And they're also
have to go now.
they also have discounted hotel rates and group rates for the event.
For the conference.
So check it out at rollinghills-ghosthunt.com.
That looks like it'll be a really fun event.
I think there's a little thing on our website too about it.
Yeah.
Is there a thing about the chicken?
The chicken barbecue.
Well, that's one of our, next to ghost hunting, I think when we go traveling around,
I think it's a French chef. It's a French recipe that they're using.
Are you sure it's not a French cow?
It's a French cow.
French cow.
Of Minneapolis.
It looks like a lot of fun, though. It looks like something really cool to check out. And we thought it was really cool. And it is linked up on our website. If you go to the events panel on the website,
there's
a link to that.
Speaking of French cows. Do you know here in the Detroit area there is a pet expo coming up?
Mm, no, I did not.
Well, there is. It's advertised on the... Because, see, I didn't have cable internet when I got back from my vacation, so I had to watch TV. And...
is it test?
I just want to see how your French accent was coming along. That was from a couple of years ago. I just wanted to see how that was coming along.
Is it test? Oh, that is excellent.
You sound pretty accurate.
So not bad.
That sounds
not
pretty
bad.
Good. Yeah, you're still
But the and they did show a brief flash of an alpaca at this pet expo. So I'm thinking maybe I'll have to go to the pet expo and go to the alpaca design center that they have.
What design center?
Well, they make them in a lab. They're not real.
Now, I saw on that show on Discovery...
Dirty Jobs. Yes.
And these were, they show them getting on to some hot alpaca on alpaca action.
Mm-hmm. That's how they recharge.
they don't reproduce.
They just recharge and
they all have a battery in their butt.
Any little pieces that fall out, then they've got to assemble that into a new alpaca. I'm ordering myself an alpaca for Christmas.
On an entirely side note.
I don't.
That's all from your French cow. Thanks. That's a disgusting one.
That's what I thought about that.
I want to say for all of our friends that come from out of state for all our parties, the date for the Christmas party is officially December 16th.
December 16th, yeah. We're also going to be hosting. We're going to be hosting at the Haunted Winery here, by the way. Jason and Nick from Ghost Hunters Incorporated are coming up that weekend, too.
I was just told Nick's not potty trained, so cover your furniture in plastic.
Thanks for the warning. No, they'll be coming up the same weekend, too, to hang out with us at the Christmas party. But Jason and Nick from Ghost Hunters Incorporated will be traveling for the weekend to come here and spend the weekend with us. So I'm looking forward to that, too, guys. Hope you are ready for an exciting weekend on the couch watching TV with me.
And it does. It sounds like an exciting weekend. I, of course, am going to be doing something else and then going to the party and then doing something else afterward. My hair and then my nails, I think. But I'll be at the party with fabulous hair and fabulous nails.
When did this happen, dude?
I'm going to be doing something else all night, so it doesn't really matter.
It is nice.
All right, okay.
I wish you had never found that folder.
I'll tell you what, it's gone.
Thank you.
It's all gone. Don't worry about a thing. A lot of stuff coming up, though, for December. A lot of fun things for people to do.
Let's prank call people with the Skype.
Do you want to prank call somebody?
No. I do want to say, though, that...
Oh, my God.
We can do it really easy.
I do want to say, though, that, you know, I went on vacation, and I went to Gettysburg,
mm-hmm.
and I had a fantastic time. The one night I did the paranormal, or night in a haunted house or something.
Yeah.
The evening in a haunted house or night in a haunted house thing. And that's, you know, you can buy the tickets for that thing anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like $11. And you go there, and they take you in, or at least that night, they took us into the orphanage.
Mm-hmm.
And we went down into the basement of the orphanage, and I met some really cool people. And Kathy was the psychic lady.
Yeah.
She was there, and she gave a talk, a really nice talk. And then I talked with some folks and everything, and I had a fantastic time at that. I met just incredible people all weekend. I had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
In Gettysburg.
We haven't really even sat down off the air and talked about this.
We have not had,
had no
chance.
Time for it, yeah.
There's been no time. So I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank, of course, Jason and Nick and the GHI folks for coming, and Corey for coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course, Nathan.
Nathan? What about Sean?
Nathan. Love Nathan.
Of course. And then...
Nathan,
and then,
whatever his last name is?
Nathan
Unpronounceable.
And then Sean, of course, for they all shared the weekend with me. Fantastic time.
And I love Sean, too, for the record.
Of course.
Thank you, Bonnie. You're just full of witty comments tonight, aren't you?
I am.
It sounds like it was an awesome time, though, Doug. I know. Well, actually, Nathan's coming on later.
Yes.
Nathan's coming on later for a field report. With a field report, so I think you guys, we may be able to explore.
And we might be able to talk a little bit about, you know, what happened and the guard rat.
Mm-hmm. And something he told me.
What did he tell you? Not the incident with the dumpster. There
was an incident the last time we were in Gettysburg with two women walking off into the woods with a man.
Oh, God. Here we go.
That they had just met. Well, come to find out on this trip, our very own Doug walked off into the woods with two women. Correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why is it different for you?
Wait a minute.
We were on the road.
Or for those women to just walk off with you, a strange man.
Were they hot?
Of course.
Well, then it's okay then. Am I wrong?
That was Brenda and G.
If it's who I think it is, there are two people
Brenda
you knew,
and G.
you already you met.
Well, we had talked online.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were just, you know, they were internet acquaintances.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're so also on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
So there was let's look at your situation where, hi, you just met me here out on Devil's Den. As opposed to, hi, we've talked on the internet.
As opposed to, hi, I can be whoever the hell I want to be online.
It's an interesting point you make, Bonnie. I don't know. Doug, I don't know. You might take some crap for this, dude.
I don't think so.
I think he will.
We all went there as a group.
Mm.
And as a matter of fact, when we were wandering off, mm-hmm. they were supposed to be with us. Both Nathan and Sean all of us were supposed to be there.
Uh-huh. But they weren't.
No, they stayed back.
I know. I talked to
Nathan. Were they scared?
And I have no idea why, but we were walking around the area of Spangler's Spring.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't watched that video, but I do have it, and I've got to download it to the computer.
While we argue about this on break, what do you guys
Good
think?
Good idea.
We'll be right back after this.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Show with the American Association of Paranormal Investigators at www.ghostpi.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Hi, this is Zach. You might know me from Paratalk Chatroom or MySpace.com. I'm here to talk about Six Graphics and Paratalk's use of them on their website, www.paratalkradio.com. Six does the coolest graphics, signs, avatars, and anything you could want for your web page. Visit her at www.freewebs.com/sixtoedkitty. Six Graphics, custom designs for paranormal minds.
Trying to save me. Don't get me wrong, but I'll tell you if I need ya. Either do it my way or see ya. Working on a plan to damn ya. If it's in a groove of it, everybody here ain't gotta love it. I'm coming to my own, I'm grown. Yeah, wait till they release me. A shot of fear, looking on the please me. I'm coming up, but it's rough to this scheme on the down low. I try to tell you what, but you won't hear me though.
And Macbeth is an unholy riddle we still hesitate to name for fear of retribution. Macbeth is to the theater world what King Tut's tomb is to archaeologists. The superstition follows that any company performing the play will be beset with horrible luck, ranging anywhere from uncanny accidents on the set to actual deaths within the company. 13 Omens Podcast is available at myspace.com/13_omens. Look for the link in the About Me section.
Oh my God, I miss him too.
Thanks.
His mom says
I'm here.
His mom says he's the best kisser, though.
Yes. I'm glad I missed that.
Keith is.
He said it.
I never sampled it myself. I'm wondering about that. His mom says that. Oh, whatever. This is Ghost.
I don't think you got that right away. Did you not get that right away?
Get what?
Never mind.
Get what?
We'll talk about it on the next break.
What'd I get?
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Bonnie.
I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
Okay, good.
I have to say, Ghostly Talk plays during our breaks independent music.
Oh, yeah, man.
And all of this independent music that we play during these breaks, we want you to listen to. We want you to get exposure. We want you to enjoy and see if you like any of it. And if you do, we put links up on our website at www.ghostlytalk.com after every show.
Yeah, to all the bands. For time, you know, like, you know, that was the 6:30 break, for example. That was Scorpio Rising.
And you'll be able to link them right off of our homepage and check out the band.
Scorpio Rising is such a cool band that they actually have a permanent place on Ghostly Talk as far as our sweep-in and sweep-out stuff.
Wow,
they actually one of a couple of our sweep-outs, or sweep-ins, actually, are of one of the bass licks they do.
So we now have sweep-ins and sweep-outs.
I guess that's what they call it. Is that the technical term for that stuff?
I call them bumpers or breaks.
Bump in, bump out, whatever. Same thing, same stuff.
But
yeah.
Let's read some of the stuff.
All right, I'm shutting up.
So that we can get our guest on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited about this.
I'm very excited about this.
I've met her and
her crew.
Oh, what
a sweetheart, too. Yes.
And I can't wait to bring her on Ghost Talk. So let's get this done. Unexplained Paranormal Magazine is a publication dedicated to the paranormal and the unexplained. Their magazine features articles covering everything from ghosts and hauntings to ancient mysteries. Sounds like Ghostly Talk. also, contributions from experts in the paranormal field, as well as investigations along with pictures. Feature articles, book reviews, movie reviews, and also a monthly column from well-respected psychic C.J. Sellers, and much more. Join them as they explore the paranormal at www.unexplainedmag.com. Ghostly Talk would like to welcome Rose Pressey to Ghostly Talk. How you doing, Rose?
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys?
Far so good. Would you say?
Manly.
Oh, that was from the break. No one's going to get that joke.
No one will get that.
That's okay, but we did.
Oh, all right. We all laughed about that. Rose, we had the pleasure of meeting you in Louisville, Kentucky at the Mid-South Paranormal Conference. I'd like to say that was really cool. Me and you talked a lot before that. And just to roll out of the gate with this, I know I sent you a few of these stupid articles that I've written in the past. You put those in your magazine, didn't you?
I was actually crazy enough to put them in, yes.
She actually, me and Rose, I'm talking to Doug here, myself and Rose, we were discussing, and I'm like, you know, hey, I got some stuff you might want to put in your magazine. And she's like,
it's funny stuff. I love it.
Well, I had to edit the crap out of them. I had to edit
them. Well, yeah, because you can't.
I had some PG readers, so I did have to get some of that out of there, but it was great stuff.
Yeah. As a result of that, and I have to thank you for that, though, Rose, is that I have two different versions of those articles now. I have, like, the R-rated version, and I have the PG-rated version now that I can put out to anybody. So I turned these over
to Rose and let her go nuts with him. And yeah, there. I guess I have this a couple of articles in there. Which thank you. That's really cool, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate you handing them over to me. It's great.
Well, they're fun articles, and we've read them here on the show or whatever. And I mean, there is a point to them. There is a point.
There is a major point to them.
And I'm really I'm surprised by that too, because those articles, everybody who's ever read them or whatever, or, and I put them up in blogs or whatever I'm doing with them, people go, "My God, you! That is exactly what it's all about. That is exactly what it's all about." And I thought I was just what's that?
I think anyone that reads it really will be able to appreciate it and will really get it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't meant to slam people. So I did get a couple of emails like that where, oh, you're just doing nothing but making fun of people. I'm like, well, I'm making fun of the right people, I want to say. I mean, the people that need to be made fun of a little bit. And there is a point there, and I hope it did more it helped more people than it did offend people. Let's just put it that way.
I think probably it did. I like to have, you know, the magazine is serious, and we talk about serious issues, but I like to throw a little bit of fun in there and, you know, comedy. So it was nice.
Well, that's with anything you do in this community, I think. We've said it a gazillion times over and over again on this show. It's, you know, you take the work seriously. Take the things you're doing. Like you're doing a magazine, for example. Take that seriously. But you can't always take yourself 190% seriously all the time. You have to laugh. You have to smile. You have to, you know, get that emotion out, I think. You know, that's important.
Right. You have to have a little bit of fun sometimes.
Exactly. So how long have you guys been doing this magazine? This is a newer publication, am I correct?
It is new, and we premiered in July. So we've been going strong for a few months now, and it just keeps getting better every month.
This is a monthly publication. Once a month this comes out.
It is, every month, yes.
How can people get online? Obviously, they can probably start get a subscription from you guys off your website, which is unexplainedmag.com.
Yes, that's right. Right now, that is the only way to get the magazine. But after the first of the year, I'm expecting that we'll be in bookstores. So anyone can go out and pick up an issue whenever they feel like it. But right now, it's just online.
Bookstores, though. It's going to be actually like, I mean, I'm not going to name any of their names, but it's going to be like in all these big bookstores and stuff like that?
Yeah, all the major bookstores, that's right.
Somebody's got some connections here, Doug. We got to talk to Rose. That's really cool. I mean,
somebody might have some connection somewhere. I don't know.
Well, that's quite a leap, though, from July. I mean, we're talking under a year, and you're able to get this thing already pushed into the bookstores like that.
That's an accomplishment.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
So
congratulations and good job. When you work with the writers, because you of course have it comes at you from all sides, right? You've got the readers, you've got the writers, you've got the printers, you've probably got it all. But tell me about the writers and the readers. How are the readers responding to the magazine, and what kinds of things do the writers say about Unexplained Magazine? How they are, you know, when they create an article and submit it to you, how they feel it's going to be, read and accepted. So the interaction between the readers and the writers, how's that working?
Well, you know, I've got a lot of response from the readers, and it's all been good. You know, I was a little nervous. I guess you can understand that when you start something, and I was apprehensive, and I thought, oh, people are going to hate it. They're just going to hate it. I just know it. But I've not got any of that. Everyone has loved it, and actually, you know, they thank me. You know, thank you for having the magazine, because I feel like, you know, they needed it, really. There just isn't enough out there for everyone in the paranormal. Mm-hmm. So it's been really great. And I was a little bit nervous at first, wondering what kind of writers I was going to get.
Here comes Scott L.
Whoops.
Well, you know, I mean, besides that, no, I'm just kidding.
Really, you shouldn't be.
Well, I'm being polite, no.
Oh, good.
I get a few crazy things sometimes, but other than that, most of the submissions have been fantastic. So that makes it easy for me.
And do you take submissions from whomever has a story to submit? Or
I will. Okay. I love to get submissions from anybody, you know, anyone that wants to try their writing, see, you know, they want to submit something, I'll be happy to take it.
So that's something good for our listeners out there. I know we get tons of email every week from people who have stories to tell us, right? While we love to get those things, keep sending them to us. We love that. That's totally cool. I'm sorry, go ahead, Rose.
Oh, if maybe someone is, you know, maybe they're not a writer, they're nervous about writing. If they have a story, you know, they can contact me, and mm-hmm. I'll write the story for them, or I'll have a writer write it for them.
Oh.
But we'll get their story out there, you know, if they... they have a story for us, we'll get it out there.
Well, yeah, some people, and there's a, I'm sure there's a handful out there that, you know, they have a story to tell, but they just don't know how to convey it properly. Some people mm-hmm. just don't. So I've always kind of, myself, I've been pretty good with English. I can usually knock something out like that. But I know there's people out there that just don't know how to express themselves. So
well,
that's a great thing to have.
Yeah,
that's a great thing to have, is somebody on hand to go, hey, look, okay, tell me what's up, and we can make this into something that people will be able to read. That's a good service to throw out to people like that, I think, because some people, they want to, but they can't do it.
It's great that, you know, we all have to stick together in this field and try to come together and, you know, maybe figure out what's going on with everything. So the more we can help each other out, the better.
Mm-hmm. And what I like is, it seems to me that the people who will want to know, or who already know exactly what they want to read, are the readers themselves. So the folks who would read the article also have the opportunity to write the article,
yeah.
Which is absolutely phenomenal to me. I think that really does show a targeted approach. So any budding writers, go to unexplainedmag.com. And, of course, any budding readers.
Yeah, go there, too.
Absolutely.
Because these are stories from your contemporaries. Mm. These are stories from folks who are out there doing exactly what you're doing. And what a better way to sit down and enjoy a lazy, probably Thursday or Tuesday night, because you don't want to spend Friday night reading, because that's a ghost hunting.
Unless
night.
You're me.
Unless you're us and
yeah.
you're locked
and
in.
And you don't ghost hunt.
Yeah, we don't ghost hunt nearly enough.
We don't ghost hunt hardly at all.
What was that,
Rose? What I like about my magazine is that, you know, it's not, you know, if you go to the bookstore and you're looking for a book on ghosts, and you get a lot of, maybe it's folklore or just kind of stories that are, you know, maybe a little bit unbelievable. You don't know. It's something that you don't have any facts on. You don't know what's going on. But with my magazine, the articles that are in it are either ghost investigations or, you know, just, it's more, I don't know how to describe it. Just, you know, hands-on maybe, and what's really going on.
Well, yeah, and there's a lot of similarities I'm finding as we're talking about this between our show and Unexplained, because one of the things we love to have people do on the show here is we beg them to email us with guest suggestions, for example.
Right.
We get tons of emails from people going, hey, you should have this person on. Hey, you should have that person on. And we've gotten to the point, we've discussed this numerous times, Doug, where I'm like, look, right now, running average, you know, about 80% of the people we have coming on this show a lot of times are people that have been suggested to us by our guests, by our listeners, the people who listen to this show. And we love to do that, right? It's the same thing with your magazine, too. I mean, a lot of the...
Absolutely.
People are submitting things. People are submitting things, and you're publishing them. I mean, and I'm living proof of that, because you took me on for some reason. I don't...
I encourage people to email me, you know, if they want to read about something, you know, let me know. I love to hear from them and, you know, have some input into the magazine. That's what I'm here for. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. You know, if they want to hear more, if they want to have more stories about Bigfoot, then, you know, let me know. And we'll
Doug does.
Yeah. I do Bigfoot.
You should do like
you
a
like
whole
Bigfoot.
I like Bigfoot.
I think if you did like a whole Bigfoot Unexplained magazine, Bigfoot.
Doug would buy
the
them
Bigfoot
all.
Bigfoot issue, yes.
Yeah.
Entire Bigfoot issue.
Yeah, and just like right. you'd make Doug the happiest person on the planet.
Yes.
I think he'd be so excited.
Make July Bigfoot month.
And your 1 year anniversary. There you go.
Exactly.
But yeah, the as a matter of fact, that's what my I'm hoping that's what my next vacation will center around, is Bigfoot. So I'm branching out paranormally. And,
that's funny that you mentioned that, because that's one thing that I really am trying to do for the magazine is to, you know, I want to get out there and actually, you know, hunt for Bigfoot and, you know, look for UFOs and do these things and then write about it so the readers can experience, you know, what I am and
Well, I'll send you the dates and and the place to be next year when I go on my Bigfoot hunt. The only rule is, and Magnus Apollo came up with this rule: you cannot wear lipstick and sachet through the woods.
Oh no!
Because
that might be hard.
Right. I was telling him. I'm like, I think that's how you hunt for Bigfoot. And he's like, No. Because what if it's Bigfoot mating season, and you just don't want to be wearing lipstick and sashaying through the woods? So
I'm always in the habit of wearing lipstick and sashaying through the woods anyway.
So am I.
It's going to be hard for me not to do that, but I'll try.
Well, I know. I told John, I don't know how I can possibly do this without wearing lipstick and sashaying through the woods, but. For the investigation, I will do my best to
just for that one time,
just for that weekend, yes. So, but that's the one rule, is there's none of that. Everything else is 100% Bigfoot hunt, and that's what I'm planning on doing for my vacation. I'll send you the dates and places where we'll be, and if you should pop up there, we'll be Bigfoot hunting.
That sounds fantastic.
But I'm not actually planning it until spring. Like, that's when I'll be planning, you know. So that's when I'll send you the info.
That sounds good.
Cool.
Thank you.
In the future, I'm just wondering what you guys got going on in the future. We've kind of talked about the future a little bit already, but I'm wondering what stuff you have coming up. I know there's a lot of features coming up and stuff like that. I understand also, I'm seeing here CJ is one of she has a feature article in your magazine too. CJ is we're supposed to have her on in a couple weeks, as a matter of fact. I think
she's great. I absolutely love her. She's great. And, you know, I had readings with her before I ever started the magazine. And, you know, I thought she was great then. And when I started the magazine, you know, I have to have her and be a part of it. So, you know, she does a monthly column for us. And if any of your listeners have any questions for her, they can email her at cjsellers@unexplainedmag.com. And she answers questions every month to readers that email her.
Excellent. So there's a lot going on, obviously, too. I was asking, I kind of got off on a tangent there. What do you guys have going on in the future besides being in all these bookstores? Anything else going to be coming up for you guys?
Well, you know, I'm excited about the December issue. It has a lot of, it really is the main focus of that issue is UFOs and, UFO sightings and abductions and cattle mutilation. So the whole thing is really packed full of UFO information.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one thing I was going to ask you, too, is like, and we were kind of just joking about Bigfoot a little bit, about having an all Bigfoot issue. Do you kind of take like an issue of your magazine and dedicate it to like one subject only, or do you kind of mix it up every month?
No, actually it is mixed up every month. Mm-hmm. I have a little bit of everything, and December will be the first issue that has a little bit more of one thing than the other. So that's the first time that has actually happened. But I just have so much information coming in that I felt like I really needed to get that out there. And so I wanted to put it in the December issue. But most all months have, you know, ghosts and UFOs and any kind of unexplained phenomena.
A healthy dose of everything, it sounds like.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. I want to have a little bit of everything so that everyone can enjoy it, you know, because like you said, everyone likes something, one thing better than the other. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know we took a poll, this is a while ago, when we were trying to figure out what people wanted to hear on the show here, and we took this poll, and like we thought of a broad range of topics, right? And one that, what really surprised me was that maybe it's just the people that listen to the show, they're not quite as interested in that particular type of stuff. But UFOs was kind of low on the list for some reason.
It was a lot lower than I had expected to be.
Yeah, we thought people went on here. We don't talk about it. It's something I really want to talk about a lot more.
And I want to go UFO hunting, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's something we haven't got around to talking about too much on the show here over the years. It's something I want to kind of move towards a little bit more in 2007, I think. But it was kind of low on the list, though, for people that seemed they wanted to hear more about ghosts and ancient mysteries. Ancient mysteries was something that people really wanted to hear about, too.
Right. You know, I kind of have a feeling, and I might be wrong or and way off, but it seems like it goes in cycles where everyone is interested in ghosts, and then it maybe makes a shift towards UFOs, and I don't know. I might be wrong. But it kind of seems like to me that that's the way it kind of goes, where, you know, maybe something sparks everyone's interest in a subject.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have something big in the news that comes up. Maybe a movie comes out or something like that everybody goes and sees, and that creates, you know, a little, not, I don't want to say mass hysteria, but a mass thing like when the movie that came out about EVP.
Everyone had their recorders out.
Yeah. I know, and which was a very cool thing, but that's a good example of what's up there, because everybody was, I was getting nothing but phone calls from people and emails from people saying, hey, I want to do this EVP thing, and I'm like, hey, don't watch that movie ever again. But it's a good example, like I said, of how a movie like that can kind of spark interest, like you said, Rose. So it may come in cycles. It may not be a predictable cycle, but it just depends on kind of like, you know, what the media may be doing at the time. So
exactly, right.
I want people to get more involved. I think I want more interest to be with UFOs. I mean, I'd like to see everything. I mean, the interest in all these topics under the term paranormal, I'd like to see them all just like be, you know, billowing at the sides of people that are interested in those things. But, you know, it just depends, like you said, maybe what's going on in the world at the time.
UFOs are just so overdone.
What?
You hear about UFOs every single night on the Discovery and on Travel. We just got done with a 400-year run of X-Files. It just went on and on and on. Then we had Steven Spielberg do this thing called UFO or whatever.
I have something really exciting, I think really exciting coming up that has to do with UFOs.
Yeah.
I can't say what it is.
Okay.
I cannot tell what it is. But okay. No, I absolutely can't. My lips are sealed. But
right.
You know, I'm working on it now, and hopefully, I'll have more information after the first of the year.
Well, you know what? When you can talk about, you got to get with Scott L, and we want to have you back on, and you can talk about your UFO stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Because
that.
The thing about UFOs is, and I just went through this big thing about how, you know, they're so overdone. That doesn't mean I'm not interested in them. I still want to go UFO hunting. I do.
Absolutely.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But
well, you know, I can maybe give you a call, you know, or I can email you.
Okay.
We're not on the air, and when I get more information about this, maybe you can come along. But I might have a big story. I'm working on it, so we'll see.
The visitation is scheduled for like April.
All right, we just want you to just lay in this field all night long.
I'm really excited now.
I volunteer, Scott, for the probing.
If you build it,
the only thing
they
is,
will come.
On this trip, you have to wear the lipstick. In fact,
okay, this is the opposite of the Bigfoot hunt.
Oh,
I'll
can I
it.
Videotape this, please?
I volunteer. I'm down.
If you wear the lipstick, they will come. Okay.
That's it.
That sounds great.
I'm so there.
Rose, we need to thank you for coming on tonight and visiting with us. We really appreciate it. And learning more about your magazine. I'm really excited to see how things come out. I mean, it looks like you guys are doing great, so congratulations on your success, too.
Thank you.
Stay on the line for 1 second. We're just going to take a break here, all right?
I want everybody to go to unexplainedmag.com and sign up to receive this.
Get a subscription.
And if you get a subscription, and if you've got something to say, jot it down, try and put it into article format, send it off to Rose, and have her reject it in person.
You might see it on
It'll be
you
great.
Might see it in print.
Or you'll see it in print. It'll be one or the other.
She's going to be just like Scott Allen, get your own little article.
She's willing to help you tell your story, and that's phenomenal. Good job, Rose. Thank you, everybody.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott Allen.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.